I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Metal Shop, KISW. I am here with Jaden and Justin from a band called Great Sword Northwest. They're going to be playing at Elcor Zone July 30th with California's Dead Heat, Northwest Hardcore, Heavy Stuff, Body Shot, Impertinence, and Nerve Rot. How are you guys doing? How is Great Sword?
For lack of a better term, we're great.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It's going well. We're kind of working on something behind the scenes, a shadow drop. I won't say how many tracks it is or when, but very soon.
And y'all have been, you've hit the year mark just like a month or so ago, right? You've been a band roughly 1 year?
Yeah, like pretty much exactly 1 year, just about. Our debut was Downtown Olympia at Lamplighters. I think you were there, maybe.
Opening for Haywire.
Great Sword opened for Death Before Dishonor and Haywire, so quite the debut, you know.
Tell us a little bit about yourselves getting into this band. It's a newer band, so tell us a little bit about your guys' resume getting into this. Any bands, where are y'all's bands prior to getting into Great Sword Northwest?
I'll go second. Justin, you go first. Talk to us about your other band that you're in around the time before you joined Great Sword.
Yeah, so my journey into hardcore has been really really fast. Like the first time I had ever seen live music was Northwest Hardcore Fest 25. Like that was the first local show I had ever been to. It was crazy.
Big local show.
Yeah, it was huge. I remember going because I wanted to see Out of Pocket, because that was the first time I had heard, like, I heard them like a week before that, and I was like, wait, this band is dope. I should see when they're coming, because I was trying to see bands, but I wasn't going to local shows. And like going to that show, that introduced me to End of Days. And I talked to, I believe, their bass player, and he was like, yeah, we play in Tacoma at Real Art, you should come. And like a week after that, first time I'd ever been to Real Art, like ever. And I can't remember if it was that show. I think it was that show that Jaden might have approached me. And he was just like, if you want to come to a practice, you don't even have to play, just show up or something, you know, you should do that. And I was like, bro, what? Like I've had a guitar for a few years now, but I didn't really start touching it until last summer. And that like that offer was like, what, are you joking? Like, I don't even, what? But around the exact same time in August, because I also went to Rainier on the Rise, because I knew I had a friend who played in a band, Anna from Hot Step Mom, my goat. They were looking for a new guitarist at the time. And basically what happened was Jaden and Anna approached me at the exact same time. And in November of last year, like, I had my first rehearsals with both bands. And like I pretty much joined them both at the exact same time. Like my first show ever was what was it, FOTFest, ran by Big Nick in December. We opened up, I think Body Shot headlined that, and then we played another show at Bob's Java Jive, and then like January 2nd was my first show with Hot Stepmom. So like it's I've been moving pretty fast. Like I went from not being in the scene to like basically joining two bands immediately, and then just trying to be at every show that I can be at. Yeah.
I want to stop right there before I get to Jaden and just tell people this is how things can work. If you're willing to just show up, hang out at shows, if you're willing to you know get wild to some cool music, and it can happen. Pick up a guitar. You don't have to be to start out good, be a virtuoso, be anything. It's you, if you're cool and you find people who are like-minded, that can happen in hardcore, punk, metal, any of those genres, in any local scene. It's that easy. That's what local scenes, places like Real Art, any other DIY shows, fests are made for. It's made for connection. It's made, you can go and see your favorite band and then somehow out of that weekend join a band yourself.
Yeah, it's really crazy because, like, again, I wasn't super active in the local like scene at all until like Northwest Hardcore Fest. So like going to a show and like because I kind of knew Anna before then, because like I would go in Lakewood, there's a music and arts store that I would get my guitar restrung at before I even knew how to restring my own guitar. And that's why I knew her. And if it wasn't for her like being like coming up to me and being like, "Yo, what's up, Justin? Good to see you here. You should join my band." I would have never like it's so, like really all you have to do is go show up and make friends. That's it. Show up and make friends, and like opportunities just fly at you. The local scene is so I've seen everyone so many times that it's more of like a big extended family than it is like a venue full of people. You know? Oh, yeah. And then like.
No resume and took like two bands. Crazy work.
Yeah, it's freaking wild. And then like getting to work with some of the bands that we've worked with, and that's only helped me like find my sound and get better. Like, because opening up for Body Shot was the first time I had ever heard of Body Shot either. And like seeing them, I was like, bro, these guys are so sick. Like trying to like get into like more beatdown and stuff like that. Like trying to figure out what kind of music I actually like to play. Like I've been moving pretty quick.
We've loved having you on since you've been on for like the majority of the lifespan of Greatsword. So, there was only like a half a dozen shows or so we even played before you hopped on. So, dude, so happy to have you in the family, dude. And
thanks for the like that. That's crazy.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, like as for like my own like history musically, like resume before Greatsword, I basically played in this like melodic hardcore band, if you will, like 14 years ago.
I believe so. This is helping me refresh. I'll be like, hey, what was that stuff you were in before?
Yeah, it was like, it was this band called Cultures. We were like this like melodic hardcore band. We played Red Room, Quesadilla Factory, Hell's Kitchen, Studio 7, all the old head stuff. But yeah, that was for like a couple years. And I was like in high school, by the way, when that started. There was like a couple different band names, a couple of different members like swapping in and out. But but I've been kind of between Greatsword and Cultures, it's been like I've been doing nothing musically in the hardcore scene anyway, besides just going to shows. Like, haven't been creating music or publishing anything. So
you got the itch. You got the itch once again.
Yeah. So me and Danielle, she plays bass in the band. We happen to be married.
just so happened.
Yeah, we one day were like, we've been like going to shows and stuff. But one day we were just like a year and a half or so ago, let's get some guitar amps, some practice amps. Let's get some guitars, some new strings on our guitars, and we just kind of started writing music. And then we were like, what if we record this? And then what if we record this led to, damn, this little demo is sick. Like, what if we casted some members to like play this stuff live? At the time, we were kind of listening to like this band from the East Coast called Buggin, hardcore band. And we were listening to Speed. Like, Speed was really hot at that time. And this band Throne. So those three bands were kind of like what we were high on at the time when we were writing 6 Feet of Steel. So yeah, just like if you're listening to that, you know, maybe you'll like hear notes of that a little bit in there. But yeah, that was what inspired it, you know.
I remember what got me into the band also was going to the Throne and Split Chain show with Danielle.
Yeah, yeah.
We talked about it a little bit, and like I hadn't heard of either, and I hadn't been to the new Airport Tavern yet, and I was like, well, yeah, I could go. And like that was like one of the things that was like, dang, maybe I do want to join this band and like write music with you guys, because this is kind of sick.
And I think another cool thing is you're saying this band kind of came together after, like, sometime long after you guys like were officially married, so you were have family and stuff was, you know, already going on.
It's funny, yeah, we were like, we've been married like, you know, 11 years now, and we've been like together like 12 or 13 years, but like had two kids, all that, and then we're like, hey, what if we started a band? It's crazy.
See, so that's two opposite sides of the coin right there. It's you don't be afraid to go and put yourself out there, but also you don't, people who have families, adult lives, like, there's still ways to participate in this, and you don't have to feel like it's, hey, I'm too much, too old to this or that. Yeah. As long as you are true to what you actually, you know, love, musically.
And I want to mention in here, like, me and Danielle met at a hardcore show. So don't be doom and gloom out there, listeners. If you're like, oh man, just put yourself out there. I literally walked up to her. I didn't even say anything, and I just like put my phone number in her hand. Kind of a douchey move. Anyway, she messaged me. She's like, that was a weird way to get someone's phone number. Yeah, that was fun. I gave her my number, and we met at a Starbucks like later that week. And yeah, dude, we got married like a year later, had two kids,
started metalcore connections.
Dude, yeah. And we went on to start a hardcore band, and like now we're kind of transforming into beatdown hardcore. But yeah, dude, it's just crazy. It's like our life is like a Netflix original now. So
putting out 6 Feet of Steel was last year. You did a sprint. You have more music coming. You just did a spring 26 demo. You played a handful of shows this year. We have Metal Shop Presents, Dead Heat, Body Shot, Impertinence, Y'all, and Nerve Riot at El Corazon. Go to KSW.com for your chance at tickets. You have until the end of the night on Sunday, but you should do it now, KISW.com. And yeah, stoked to have y'all. Listen to the tracks. We're gonna play a few tracks. And you wanna tell us about them, and then we'll be right back.
Okay, so with Small Talk, that was like our first song we made. Me and Danielle. Lyrically, the idea was just like the kind of stuff that we say in our head when people are like talking your ear off at work about some you don't want to hear. I don't know. Could be like the weather or just whatever, you know. Or people just talking about themselves, you know, like at work. And yeah, like how, you know, that's fatiguing. It's annoying. You want to say like, shut up. So, And then we go on later in the song to say, like, smiling feels like I don't want to be fake.
You know, like I'm trying to bend here with you, but I'm about to break. So yeah, it's fun. It was a really fun, a lot of attitude in that song. It's like a little fast, you know, get like some Circle Pit vibes, some two-step vibes, and then like a little down tempo breakdown, like payoff at the end for like the spin kickers and stuff. So yeah, we're like, you'll see like in our work, it's like very focused on like being like moshable, being danceable. So more than anything, I think like that's the focus and lyrically.
All right, Metal Shop KSW.
GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to row.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Metal Shop, KISW, here with Greatsword and Dub, Jaden, Justin. I have some questions for y'all.
Send it.
We talked about a little bit of you getting into your previous bands, getting into Greatsword. So I want to get three picks from y'all. Justin, I know that some of yours will be a little more current, but your favorite of all time of like in the, you know, heavy, hardcore, metal, etc., aggressive scene. Some of your favorite locals in the Pacific Northwest of all time, whether it's band discography in general or a specific release.
Okay. The first one that comes to mind, which they aren't technically hardcore, but like, you know, metalcore will like you'll get the same kind of moshers sometimes. It's like emotional metalcore. Veins Like Scripture. Those guys are sick. Like, shout out to Tober, Ozzy. Like, that band is freaking sick. They just put out their EP that, like, they're really, like, one of the ones, like, where I'm like, yeah, these guys are gonna go far. Like, easy. Like,
yeah.
I freaking love it. I love that project so much. It's the first time, because I'm still, like, getting into, like, hardcore culture. It's the first time I ever, like, sat down and was like, I have to learn the words to this song so I can go to the show and, like, do a mic grab with everybody. Like, those guys are sick. Another one that comes to mind, Bent Out of Shape. Those dudes are freaking ridiculous. We opened up for the Sanity Slip and Fear of Loss show, and they were also on that bill. They came all the way out from Spokane to be in Tacoma, which is crazy. That's like 5 hours. And like, that was the first time I'd ever heard them, and they just, like, they were crazy. They were ridiculous. I thought that was like, that was definitely some of like the best hardcore I had heard at the time, like locally. And they just recently put out an EP, which is like ridiculous. Like, specifically Dr. Doof, I think that might be the last song on it. That song is just ridiculous. It goes hard. And they're also some of like the nicest people. Like, they're like Cade, really cool guy to talk to, just like about whatever. Like, I definitely love that release. And this one's such an easy pick for me. Body Shot, like as a whole, because like getting into it, like, because I'm a black kid, so it's like it makes me really happy when I see like black people in the scene and like being cool and being nice to everyone else. And I was just like, yo, this band is sick. Like, we played with them like 2 or 3 times now. Nate, they're the guitarist, really cool dude to just be around, dope guy. Varkas, that's like everybody's big brother. Like, I like them so much. When I like hearing their sound, I was like, yeah, this is like these guys are local. Like, I'm seeing this for $15. Like, are you serious? Like, Death of a Netbanger, I think there's only 2 tracks on there, but that is sick. Like, Klika and It's On Sight, ridiculous. Those would be my 3 picks, and all of course very recent bands. But like, yeah, I love those guys.
Yeah, dude. Shout out freaking Veins Like Scripture. Shout out Bent Out of Shape and Body Shot. This is some of that like mosh focused music. You know, like, you know, fight music and stuff. So. Yeah, and for Veins Like Scripture, that new release, like one of the later songs in the album with the clean vocals, like from beginning to end, dude, like those clean vocals, like it's just like, yo, it took me, like,
yeah,
but that's that emo, like the vibes, like, cause I grew up like on Under Oath and like, you know, so yeah, that was really sweet. I love that shit. And then they switch up to the like the, you know, breakdowns and moshing and all that, so. Yeah, shout out Veins, shout out Bent Out of Shape, Body Shot, good stuff. Yeah, thanks, Justin. For me, at number 3, I'm going to say 2 Years and Counting by A Hope Not Forgotten. Yeah, just like very influential for me, you know, like, yeah, just like that's that melodic hardcore, dude, like textbook, like, you know, but still like very mosh worthy and like just like very emotional lyrics and stuff. So, and like, and just like the melody of the clean vocals, you know, just like very catchy and I think it aged really well. Check out 2 years and Counting by Hope Not Forgotten. And if you can't find it, hit me up.
I'll send you the link. A physical release somewhere.
I still have my physical, my little physical release of it. But yeah, freaking number two, I'm going to say no particular album, but Prestige. Those guys are holding it down, bro. Like, I might be super biased, but I was big into Prestige. Like, I still am. Like, I think you can, like, find all their stuff on YouTube and listen to it. So, you know, that, yeah, they're just awesome. The breakdowns, the, you know, Justin's vocal, like, just the tone is really cool. So very rhythm focused. Like, it's just like very chuggy and like the kick drum patterns, you know, like just having like really groovy vibes. So that's my number two. And number one, I'm gonna say Navigator. Yeah, dude, like number one is Navigator. Rest in peace, Shannon Hawk. But dude, like, I was like fanboying, you know, like they really like, they're like, all right, hey, this is like mosh music, you know. Spin kicks and the, like, you know, just like the foolish, like jumping on each other on the edge of the, if you're not moshing, we're gonna mosh on you type music. Really cool stuff, you know, two steps. You still get a lot of two steps. It's like tuned very low. I can't remember what tuning they play on, but check out Ironclad by Navigator. It's like six songs. Yeah, and yeah, there's like a vocal feature from They Charge Like Warriors on the end, like one of Jared Dine's old projects, so, or old bands rather, but yeah, dude. Number one is Navigator. I have a ski mask, actually. I have a ski mask that has like holes ripped in it, and, you know. So
I think when we re-met after not seeing each other for a long time, I think you were wearing that.
I sure was. Yeah, yeah. I was wearing my Navigator ski mask at a Body Shot show. I think it was like Body Shot, Shell Shock, and can't even remember who else was on it. But
Dragged Out. It was a show I booked.
Yeah, Lamplighters, and yeah, dude, I was in the pit holding it down in the Navigator ski mask, freaking. Anyway, yeah, dude, that's my weird flex, dude. Navigator, that was like one of the bands I was like, oh, there's a flyer, I don't care who else is on it, like, I'm going.
So July 30th, Metal Shop presents,
yes,
Ed Heat, Body Shot, Great Sword, Nerve Rot, Impertinent. Go to KSW.com for your chance at tickets.
My own project, you know. So, yeah, this is huge. Really exciting. All I want to say about this show is, if you're a mosher, you know, or if you claim to be a mosher, you should, like, or a hardcore dancer, or like, you know, yeah, you should be here. You know, come.
Mosh.
Come
out.
This, yeah, is going to be the show, yeah. Impertinence, Body Shot, Great Sword. Yeah, I mean,
yeah, because that, like, that's kind of our thing. It's like we're like a moshing band, you know. So and you know, if you go to any of our shows, like, you'll see, like, more than half of our band members are moshing. We are like, we're dancing, right, like picking up change, two steps, spin kicks, like whatever, you name it, cartwheels, like we're in this this bit, you know. So please pull up and, you know, get involved, like, just jump in, demonstrate your style, and, you know, yeah, like, and for all the bands, you know, so, it's gonna be a banger, you know, pull up. That's all I want to say about it.
All right, before we get out of here, we're playing two more songs off the latest spring demo, came out early March, mid-March. We're going to play Who and Two-Faced. Tell us a little bit about those.
Yeah, for sure. They're like, so Who is, it's like, you know, it just starts out with a breakdown, kind of like a fight riff. And then, yeah, we go to verse one. It's like a closed hi-hat, kind of like ghetto beat down, like hip hop kind of vibe. Closed hi-hat, and we're, lyrically, it's just like self-explanatory. Who are you talking to? You know, if anyone comes at you sideways, or like, you know, someone's not coming correct. You know, it's like, we don't ask much. Just be respectful, you know. It could be like a coworker. It could be anyone, anywhere, you know. Like, that was kind of the idea behind that song lyrically. But dramatized, you know, dramatized a little bit. And then Two-Faced, yeah, same kind of like self-explanatory concept. It starts out with like, you know, like a kind of like a moshing vibe to it, close fist moshing, and goes to a close hi-hat and kind of vibe, the whole spring demo kind of had a theme to it, so just like ghetto beatdown, you know. So like lyrically for Two-Faced, it's like, you know, just calling out someone who is being fake or like playing two sides, like working on the room and might have ulterior motives, or someone that it could be someone from work who, you know, like is talking that behind your back or whatever. And I don't know, just lyrically it's like letting out those ideas and letting out those thoughts and saying, hey, what if I smashed a giant 6-foot sword on you, you know, like so that kind of, this is that kind of person. So yeah, check it out.
Great sword. Any last words before we hit these tracks?
Yes, go ahead, Justin, you first, and then I have one more thing I want to plug.
I don't even know what there is to say. Like, the tracks hit hard. Two-Faced is probably my favorite out of the bunch. It's definitely my favorite to play. It's the only one that we play that I have time to two-step on stage for. So,
right.
Like, if you like moving, if you like moshing, if you like two-stepping, like, yeah, the spring demo has it.
For sure. And my shameless plug is we are waiting on some, like, mixing and mastering for 3 more songs. We're going to be releasing, like, probably sometime in August. But yeah, like, as of right now, we haven't like officially announced that or anything, but they are coming. They're going to be bangers, like just more stuff to mosh to, like very like ignorant, like violent, kind of like murderous type lyrics. So stay tuned for that, you know, watch out for that. Most of our stuff is like on Instagram, so give us a follow on Instagram and we hope you enjoy.
Thank you. Great sword here on Metal Shop. KISW.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Yeah.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts,
podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Graybar helps you install faster and smarter with kitting, staging, wire carts, Graybar smart reels, and delivery notifications. We take the hassle out of your job site so you can focus on what you do best, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.